Alex, when I saw your headline that most working women won't see equal pay before they retired, my heart kind of sank because I thought, wait, people have been fighting for this since the 60s. I would think that even if it doesn't happen before I retire, hopefully it would happen before people in their 30s retired. Tell me about this.
You're absolutely right. I mean, when you hear 2059, which is what we projected in terms of the year women will reach equal pay with men, it's hard not to pause, you know, and it might seem like a distant abstract number, but it does affect real women's earnings, careers, life choices, and ultimately their financial security. We did look at more than 60 years of Census Bureau data to get to that projection. And as you said, most working women today will be retired by then. So I think really, though, the takeaway, though, it's a wake-up call for how slow and uneven progress has been and how far we still have to go.
And I think men, you know, who have daughters, who have a wife, who have mothers, who they see go to work every day, they support this. Like, they want equal pay, because why wouldn't you want your daughter to be paid equal to her male counterparts, or your mother, or your aunt, or your wife? And it's especially hard for Black and Hispanic women, isn't it?
It is especially hard for Black and Hispanic women. What stood out to me is that those pay gaps are much wider when compared to their white male counterparts. They're so wide that they'll likely not reach pay equity in their lifetimes, according to our analysis. And as you said, a lot of people want this, but it can't happen in a vacuum. A lot of what is stopping women from reaching pay parity are the systems and structures in place that limit women from advancing in the workforce. And we really need systems and structures in place that support them in the workforce. And that could look like a lot of different things. But, you know, examples from policy and economist experts that I've spoken to are things like affordable child care, guaranteed paid family leave, pay transparency, and much, much more.
So it's my understanding that in the workforce, women who are working full-time currently make about 81 cents for every dollar that a man makes. And from your report, I read that the gender wage gap has widened for the first time in two decades. So in the past couple of years, we've seen that gap grow?
Yes, it has widened. If you zoom into the last 2 years of data, which is 2022 to 2024. In 2022, women were earning 84 cents on the dollar. And yeah, we did see that pay gap actually widened. And there are some theories as to why that is. You have to look at the COVID-19 pandemic for some of that explanation. During the pandemic, we saw women left the workforce in droves to care for kids, or they lost their jobs in retail and hospitality. A lot of these industries that they're overrepresented in that are lower wage. And so the theory is that they weren't counted in some of that data after the fact. And then that made the gap maybe look a little smaller than usual because higher earning women stayed in the numbers. But then we saw a lot of rebound in terms of women coming back to the workforce. And we don't know if they came back to the same jobs or to lower paying ones, but we do know that the gap has widened. And that kind of helps explain some of the numbers. But we also have to keep watching the fact that there is return to office and there is AI, and all these things could be impacting women in the workforce. We just don't know how much yet.
So the Equal Pay Act was established in 1963. We're talking about 62 years ago. And how is it that we haven't made progress, that we haven't achieved this in 62 years, and that your report says it's going to take another almost 30 to get it done?
So really, over the last decade, we've seen the gender wage gap has stalled. It hasn't moved much. And I think it's because we've hit the harder part of closing the gap. Women have grown their presence in the workforce. They now earn more degrees than men. They're doing we had a lot of undeniable gains, but they're still overrepresented in lower paying jobs and fields. They're underrepresented in leadership, and they're still more likely to shoulder caregiving and experience discrimination in the workplace. You add that to slow policy and employer action on child care and paid leave and workplace bias, and you get a gap that's really barely budged in the last 10 years, 20 years.
What do you think can change this trajectory?
I think employers and government hold the biggest levers, and this is based on my conversations with policy experts, economists who have been studying the wage gap for decades. It really does require a shift in systems, structures in place when it comes to advancing women in the workplace. You know, often caregiving is penalized in the workplace, and women do tend to experience a penalty in pay after they become mothers and see their pay tend to decrease over time, while the opposite happens for working fathers. And so caregiving is a huge part of the conversation, and so is pay transparency and workplace policies that try to minimize unconscious bias. Those are just a few examples, but it is a very layered and complex issue that requires really targeted solutions, even for specific groups like women of color.
And are there, there are businesses where people go, oh my God, that's terrible, but they don't change their way of business by paying women more. They just tend to feel bad that women are not making as much, but it really does come down to the bottom line, and wherever people can make money, they're going to do it. And if it's on the backs of women, it seems that many employers go, well, so be it.
I think that's certainly a fair point. And, you know, what other countries are doing, a lot of other countries are doing, are forcing employers to publish that data and to make it very transparent so that it's not happening behind closed doors. And, you know, it's something that is, I think the pay transparency element of this could really enable businesses to want to change how they operate in terms of making sure that their female employers are being paid fairly.
And your report is posted
really at... What all we're asking for, it's not, we're not asking for more, it's just for fairness at the end of the day.
Right. And your report is posted at bankrate.com?
Yes, it is.
Wonderful. Thanks for doing the work, Alex.
Thank you.